Nearly 7:34. So the state statistics agencies released its quarterly household survey results, revealing the income gap here has widened significantly. We're going to take a look at what the local newspapers have had to say about that. But Grace Park is here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
These numbers, how stark are they?
So the top 20% of South Korean families earned an average of 7 times as much income as the bottom 20% during the third quarter of this year, marking the biggest wealth gap reported in a decade. According to Statistics Korea, the average monthly income of the bottom 20% of families decreased by 7% to 1.3 million won, or 1,167 US dollars during the third quarter of this year, compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, the average monthly income of the top 20% of families rose about 9% to 9.7 million won, or 8,620 US dollars.
And when we say this is the biggest gap in a decade, we might automatically think, well, it's in line with something of a an economic slowdown, but also government policies aimed at trying to improve the situation.
Mm-hmm, right.
Some critics say it backfired. Let's see what Yonhap News have had to say.
Sure. The Yonhap News started out by expressing relief in that the monthly income for families of two or more members averaged 4.75 million won in the July to September period, which is up 4.6% from a year earlier, recording the highest growth since 2014. However, the paper expressed concern in the ever-widening income gap among households, pointing out that the rich are getting richer while the poor are getting poorer. It said this is a frustrating outcome, especially because one of the Moon administration's key policy goals is to narrow the income gap. And the paper suggested a couple of possible reasons for this situation. First is the declining number of low-income employees and the worsening quality of their jobs, while on the other hand, high-income people saw their number of full-time workers increase and wages rise. The declining income of the underprivileged was due in part to a steep rise in the minimum wage and shortened working hours amid rapidly cooling domestic demand. And the Yonhap closed by saying the government needs to be flexible and capable of lessening the side effects from the recently implemented policies and stressed the need for new policies focused on revitalizing the economy to spur employment.
It will certainly be of great concern to the government that its very policies aimed at improving the lot of low-income earners may be backfiring. What did the Hangukilbo have to say?
Mm-hmm. The Hangukilbo began by referring to industry experts, noting that conditions have worsened for low-income households whose earnings primarily rely on pay from temporary and part-time work, although the government income-led policy is aimed to improve the livelihood of the low-wage worker earners through hikes in the minimum wage. The paper added that the recent employment conditions have primarily affected the working class, demonstrating that the government's aggressive policy efforts are not producing results. The government's income-led growth policy is aimed at improving domestic demand by increasing the income of lower-income households and by reactivating corporate investment. The paper argued, though, that if this strategy is not working as planned, it's necessary to examine the situation and discover what's causing the ineffectiveness of the policy. It quoted Cheongwadae spokesman Kim Eui-yeom saying, quote, "The government is well aware of the severity of the situation as shown in the household survey and will accept the painful reality as it is. We will make our best efforts to produce the intended results of the economic policy as soon as possible," end quote. And the Hangukilbo concluded by saying the government's efforts should include a change in its income-led growth policy and that it should at least consider adjusting the pace of its implementation to minimize the adverse effects.
But the Hangukilbo is urging patience.
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear what that newspaper said?
Sure. The Hangukilbo emphasized that, in reality, it's impossible to resolve the issue of the widening income gap in a short period of time, since this is a consequence of the accumulation of structural problems in Korea's economy. The paper said the government must make efforts to change the economic structure, mainly in terms of conglomerates, and it must strengthen welfare policies to create a strong economic foundation. However, changing this economic makeup of a country requires a long period of time, and therefore the government must also come up with tailored measures to increase the income of low-income households. Some of these measures may include creating temporary jobs that members of the low-income households can find immediately. And although some may criticize such policy efforts, this type of criticism is ignorant of the difficulties that the low-income households are facing in their day-to-day lives. And the 한겨레 closed by recommending that the government allocate a part of next year's budget toward creating more jobs for low-income households and relieve them of their economic hardships.
Grace, thank you very much for the details.
Thank you, Alex.